News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
Now, it's my great pleasure to welcome to the programme Willem Roos. He's the CEO of Rain Mobile. He's one of the co-founders, though, of Outsurance, a business that has entered the Irish market recently. So we're very anxious to talk to him. Willem, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself first. I know you're a numbers man, an actuary by trade, somebody who loves process, loves data, and likes to sell cheap insurance and offer great service.
Well, you've said it all, Bobby. Yeah, I studied actuarial science. Was very fortunate to join to other folks in starting Outsurance. During Outsurance's existence, we love data. We've really used it to calculate our premiums accurately and give clients a good deal, and using that same data to give them good systems, good service. And I hope we can do the same in Ireland.
I'm sure it'll be no problem. But interesting, that business. You said that the gestation of it started in 1996. It was founded in 2001. You were there for many years. You were 24 when you went into that business, and you said it wasn't what you feared. It was basically that you hadn't much to lose. Tell us more about that.
Yes, indeed. I think when you're very young, you have the choice. Do you continue working in, say, a larger corporate and gain some experience and really understand the industry? But I was fortunate to, at a young age, get the opportunity to start a new business. I discussed it with my dad and my mentors. They thought maybe I must gain some more experience. Fortunately, I didn't listen to them, but that that's more good fortune than planning. And I was fortunate to have stumbled onto a very good opportunity early in my career. And we made the most of it, and I'm very happy that the business turned out to be a good one.
Give us a sense, Willem, if you will, of the size and scale of Outsurance as we talk here today. How big a company is it?
Yeah, Outsurance today employs about 7,000 people. It operates in South Africa, where about half of its premium income comes from. Other half of the premium income is in Australia. Writes just north of $1 billion in annual premium, maybe $1.2 billion. It's listed on the stock exchange, where I think it's got about a $2.5 billion market capitalization.
Okay, so a significant business. In 2018, you decided to take a non-executive role in the business. You're involved in two other businesses, but tell us about Rain, because that seems to me that you did with data what you had already previously done with car insurance.
Rain was
sell it cheap, access to money.
Rain was maybe slightly easier than Outsurance. You know, nobody really wants to buy insurance. You buy it because you have to. But everybody wants fast, cheap internet. You know, especially if you can have it on your phone and mobile. So Rain's a mobile operator. It's very tough to start a new mobile operator because it's a scale business, and typically you only get one or two players in the market that are successful. But Rain had a really unique opportunity due to the South African landscape, which we identified. I wasn't the founder and the brains behind Rain, but I think I had something to do when I joined the business to scale it and help it to become large. And today Rain is one of the largest providers of mobile broadband or fast internet at home using our 5G network, largest 5G network on the African continent.
You said something earlier that, you know, you talk about scaling a business, that you went from 100 to 1,000 employees in 8 months. Like, I'm just trying to sort of visualize that. And quite frankly, it's scary.
Scary is indeed the word. And that was during the COVID pandemic, when South Africa has always had a problem of cheap, affordable internet. And with COVID hitting, a lot of folks needed to work remotely from home and didn't have this sufficient connectivity. And, you know, we sold far more business than we budgeted for, grew a lot quicker than we originally planned. One hand, that's good. On the other hand, you do need to grow at a sustainable base so that you make sure you give client good service. But it was unusual times, and it calls for unusual action. And we had to appoint so many people to deal with customer inquiries, to build our network, to expand it, et cetera, et cetera. It was a very tough process because I think appointing the right staff, and especially the first couple of hundred, is incredibly important to foster and set the culture of the business.
Sure.
So a lot more difficult when you're staring to people at screens all the time. But we managed to do it. And what was interesting, the moment things allowed for it, actually, Rain was a big believer in getting people back to the office. Unlike, I think, many other businesses thought, listen, this is the way we're going to operate for the rest of times. Everybody's going to sit at home in their pajamas and doing work. But at Rain, even though we were a great beneficiary of the work from home phenomenon, we felt our people need to come into the office so we could build a really great culture and company.
And can I ask you how successful you have been in that strategy of getting people back to the office? Because I know a lot of people felt that maybe the train had left the station, that there are some cohorts of employees who never want to go to the office again. So enticing them back, attracting them back, has that been challenging?
That has been challenging, and obviously not everybody wants to do it, but we've made it quite a significant part of how we operate. So certainly I think in the modern world you want to give people flexibility. Talented people, knowledge workers want flexibility and they want to be able to live their lives effectively and spend enough time with their family and so on. And I think working from home enabled that. But in fact, at Rain and at OutTunes, we did that almost pre the pandemic. But the reality is, if you want to build a great business, if you sit in a strategy session, if you're thinking up new products, if you're thinking deeply about building or really improving the business, we've just found it so much better if it's done in person. And also for new people in the business and younger people in the business to see how the senior leadership operates and what they do and how they react, I think that is not as effective over Zoom or Teams. So at Rain, unfortunately, you had to come, or fortunately, you had to come back to the office.
And finally, can I go back to OutTunes and talk about your entry into the Irish market? You said earlier that you think sometimes in insurance, it's better to start slow, because if you get it wrong in terms of, and you being the numbers man, if you price it wrong, it can be retrospectively a very expensive mistake.
Yeah, if your price is wrong, particularly if it's too high, nobody buys it, and if it's too low, then you can incur significant losses, because then you tend to sell many more policies than you originally thought. But we've been very careful, and we've calibrated our premiums. I think over time it will become a lot more sophisticated. But we are great believers in building good foundations, starting it slow, making sure everything works before we really advertise big and write more volumes.
Well, we wish you every success with the Irish market, Willem, and thanks for talking to us here in Cape Town. It's been wonderful to learn more about you and indeed those epic businesses that you've been involved in. So thank you.
Only a pleasure, Bobby, and I certainly encourage Irish consumers, go and visit OutTunes' website. Maybe we can save you a few pounds.
There we go. ABS, always be selling.